Not a dairy we used always where they kept the cows milked. We had several of them around, but most of the dairies were just where the cows were milked on the
place. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Alright. Where would you store potatoes and turnips in the lake in the wintertime?
Well, potatoes are in what they call a bank. They would dig a hole in the dirt, maybe down which is 8 or 10 inches and would be very deep. Good dry spot. Then they'd put a layer of pine straw down. Then a layer of potatoes, and then they'd keep on going up. And they put a layer of potatoes and a layer of straw, and they'd finally get up about, get probably around 4 foot tall with it. And then they'd put a little dirt over the straw, and then they'd put a few boards over all that to keep the rain off of it.
Yeah.
Then they'd have a little ventilating hole on the top. Then they would have kind of a door down at the bottom there, you'd pull your potatoes out of that. They'd keep them all the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Some of them used pine bark to cover the bank over, and some would use old boards. But anything to keep the water off your dirt.
There was some bad weather coming through. Was there any kind of a place similar to the bank that you might go in for people?
No, people never use storm shelter down here. Nobody ever had one.
Okay, you mentioned pastures before. Is there any other names for places you might let animals graze?
Well, nothing but except the field. They'd be when the crop was made, they'd let them use the field, but they normally wouldn't stay in there during the year.
Yeah. They raise cotton around here?
Where?
Yeah.
There's a few cotton patches now I can show you. But most of them have been gathered. But cotton is not as big a crop as it has been, but I guess 25, 30 years ago, we had three big gins in town, and they run day and night during season. And
when is the season?
Well, when cotton first come in, I guess some of it comes in early as August back then, probably, and then from about August to about November, probably.
Uh-huh.
But I think cotton was about short it'd ever been this year. But people would come in wagons, and we'd run a little concession stand for them. Sell hamburgers and hot dogs and cold drinks. And that back in the day when your cold drink with your nickel and your hot dog in there. And just a little open-air stand. And about like your football concession deals. We sold hot dogs and cold drinks and hamburgers. And the farmer would usually eat dinner down there while they were waiting for the wagon to go under the gin. Had four gins then.
Did you ever raise cotton or work on it?
No, I picked some.
But is there any particular names for picking cotton?
Just pick it. Mm-hmm. And you get paid about a pound though if they pick too much, because it always seemed like it was slow. Awful hard job, awful hard.
Did you ever cut it down or weed around
it? We'll chop some one time, yeah. When they plant it, they plant it real thick, then you go back and take a hoe and chop. You just chop the plants what you want to, just make a chop and leave two or three heels, and then chop again and leave two or three more. Just keep it from being so thick. Mm-hmm. But that's usually early when they first plant it, and it would be over an inch too high.
What about in the field, some of the grass that grows up in a cotton field that you wouldn't want it?
Oh,